The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. How
welcome.
We feeling?
So it's great to be here.
It's been 2 minutes.
Can I say the episode number? Yeah. Episode 75. Yes. How are we feeling?
We had a pause for you to say the number that they
how
can
read. Are we feeling?
Well, I'm
about
feeling
75.
I thought Courtney just said I'm feeling 75. But to say really?
Yeah.
Well, I am. I'm feeling it.
You look it.
James.
Wow. You know, no jinx. Don't copy me, bitch.
No. I said it first, and then you like jumped on it.
Well, you are my.
I'm an innovator.
You guys can never be in agreement, so just move on.
No, well, we do agree. You do look about 75 this morning. How are you feeling?
We agree on that.
But 75 is the new 50, so.
But I'm not 50.
Anyway, I'm just joking around because I'm feeling 75 too. Like. I'm feeling 75. This episode 75, but I hope everybody's doing well.
You definitely look it, Chloe.
Well, when I'm around you bitches, I only get older.
It's that booty pop juice.
None of us are looking really hot right now. So.
I haven't had my booty pop juice this morning. Listen, it's been a rough couple of months, but listen, I'm glad everybody's here. That everybody.
Do some people drink that in the morning like coffee?
Well, it depends on what you mean by the type of product they're using.
Oh, I thought you're supposed to drink it before a workout.
Hey, well, let's not talk about products and all that. Who's better? You know, mine's better.
No.
None of that. Okay.
Disagree.
So I just wanted to say that this is the last week. So listen up, my cockroaches with a K. This is the last week to grab some of that merch from shopsimgm.com. So you need to get it. And I need you all to send SimGM at our Instagram, at our Twitter, some photos if you got it. I want to see it. I want to see my cockroaches. I want to see you grow. I want to see how you are a fighter and survivor.
Chloe, stop
and
saying it so like you're
witch. You're
going to
get on me about saying something weird, bitch? Really?
I speak in the same voice.
You never speak the same.
I speak in such a neutral voice.
Hey, all my cockroaches, send me your merch.
What's that?
Let me see.
An imitation of you.
And no, Courtney, no. I would never. I sounded way too intelligent. I had to sound way stupider. Anyway,
sound like yourself?
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cardassian Podcast YouTube channel because we're on there now and I'm glad you all are going over there and leaving your comments. And
Take advantage of that platform.
Yeah, yeah. So we can actually see like comment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
from,
I go around, and as you all know, there's not a lot of places to leave comments on podcasts, but I want you to listen to it wherever you're comfortable. But I want you to leave your feedback as well on YouTube, along with, you know, simgproductions.com/podcast, where we're going to be responding to some of your questions and comments. You guys like that segue?
That was a good segue.
Well, you did great until you said, did we like it? And then it's like you're pointing out.
Yeah, I was
good.
Like I complimented you, but kind of over.
Now that you're asking us to compliment you, it doesn't work.
Daisy Days asks or comments. Kim, this is urgent. We need your help. Oh boy.
That's all cups.
If
they need my help,
you know they're desperate.
They're on the right track.
My city decided to take Glow off shelves and experiment with them. Oh, here we go. Once a single drop of water hit the Glow hand sanitizer, a poisonous mist came in and infected people in hazmat suits.
Wow.
In hazmat suits? It infected people. Some had
safe.
Once the zombies were released into the city, everything went to chaos.
With zombies.
There were buildings collapsing, cars crashing, people being eaten. I saw a bus that flipped over because too many zombies were attached to it. My city had turned into a post-apocalyptic city. There were enormous fires and lots. What city are you in, honey? The military got involved and created base camps to attack the glow zombies.
Whoa.
Okay, this sounds like a video game.
It sounds like they have it under control.
They were overrun immediately and only one base camp remained. I am writing this from the camp. Every day the camp is getting weaker and weaker. We are trying our best to fend them off. We are on the verge to being eaten due to the zombies, but he had time to write this message. Kim, how did your glow, it's with an E at the end, hand sanitizer cause this? By the way, BTW, the zombies have big asses, green skin, and rolled back eyes.
Wow. That's scary.
Last little part. Love the Kardashian podcast. I love that they're going through this, but they took the time to comment on it. Love the Kardashian podcast, not the Khloe podcast. Okay, well, f*** you. Because it doesn't exist.
Wow,
love
Khloe.
The self-centered wannabe host with anger issues, Khloe. Oh, heart eyes. Love you, Queen Courtney.
I mean, it was a compliment,
And Queen Cockroach and Fighter and Survivor. And to Kim, snake. Okay, well, that last part, you kind of backhanded us, so I hope that those zombies f***ing eat you.
Listen, it doesn't sound, honestly, it sounds like everything is completely under control over there. Now,
because you're not seeing any of it.
Well, I'm not there, so how can I see it, Courtney?
Are you denying this person? You're saying that this isn't real?
I'm saying these are very weak allegations. And as a lawyer, I subpoena.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
What are you going to do? Subpoena who? Yourself?
Yeah, you should.
You're going to subpoena yourself and then put the Fifth Amendment. You're going to use the Fifth Amendment, you stupid bitch.
I think what's happening is Daisy is in a daze right now and doesn't know. Now, they could be imagining this whole thing because if you look at it, really, there is something on the bottle and you have to, it's one of those things where this is a mistake a lot of people make. On the glow hand sanitizer bottle, there is a piece of paper with instructions, but it's one of those booklets, you know, you sometimes see like on Dayquil you know, cough medicines, you have to fold it out. It's about 3 feet.
Uh-huh. And those are annoying as hell, by the way.
Yeah, but they're important, Khloe. Like, it's important to
read. It's supposed to be a hand sanitizer. Why does it need directions?
Because you want to use it correctly, and you don't want to use it near water. So if it's raining, if you have sweaty hands.
Almost everybody has sweaty hands.
Ew. If you have sweaty palms, water, you've just gotten out of the shower, you washed your hands in the last hour, don't use the hand sanitizer. It's very clear.
I think that we can edit all that out and just use the don't use the hand sanitizer.
No.
Very clear.
Under certain circumstances, do you use the hand sanitizer?
Gotcha. Love that. Noted.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Anyway, Daisy,
I hope you make it through.
If it is near water, it can cause hallucinations.
Daisy, I say continue using that hand sanitizer. I say use it all the time.
Yeah. Because
apparently I'm so angry. I'm a wannabe and I'm self-centered. Oh my God. So I say
not everything
use
is
it.
About you, Khloe.
It's not all about me.
They
it's not.
Heart
and I know
emojis.
That.
Their life is in danger and you're just talking about yourself.
I wish them the best. I think that hand
Daisy's
sanitizer
life
may...
life is not in danger.
I think that hand sanitizer can ward off some of those zombies. So just stay away from water and, you know, I'll work on not being self-centered.
Big asses, green skin, and rolled back eyes sounds like me and you, Khloe, if we're sick.
All right, moving on. Thank you, Daisy. Radical Pollution?
That sounds like a band.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the 70s.
Well, let's see what product they're going to talk about. This is to Courtney, since her product saved my life. I was cool.
That's impossible.
Shut up. I was doing research on Kem's. Why do they spell it with K-E-M? Why do you, oh, why do you all no keep idea doing
they
that?
Know you read, they know you're going to say it like
No explanation. They spelled wrong and
it's
they need
your
to work
speech,
on that.
Chloe.
It's K-I-M. Kem.
Okay.
Many scandals yesterday when I heard a knock on the door. They were researching scandals. Okay, got it. And they got a knock on the door. When I opened the door, it was a glow glitter grenade that had reports of decimating cities within a 50-mile radius, and the hook was taken off, meaning it was gonna blow. How long do you have? Oh my goodness. Luckily, I bought a no box with extra nothing inside for $5 million 3 days ago. Which
that was a special.
Courtney,
that was a special we had.
A special
for $5 million?
Did it have?
Yeah.
What was the box made out of?
Extra nothing.
No, like, was it like a different, like, better material besides cardboard or something?
You'd have to pay $5 million to find out.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, okay, honey. All right. $5 million 3 days ago, which came in handy to contain the explosion. Wow. When I lifted the box after the glow glitter grenade exploded, it was covered on the inside with so much glitter. Okay, now I need to buy another couple of no boxes.
Do it.
Because Kem ruined mine by putting glitter inside the box when there is supposed to be nothing inside.
Exactly.
No, it probably actually looks good now. It probably actually looks like something.
So, I mean, but I think the point is supposed to be nothing.
It looks too festive now.
So that is one more lawsuit for her. And also, I know it was Kem who threw the grenade because I had a camera positioned in front of my door that got her face.
Wow.
There are a lot of people who look like me.
Oh, really? Everybody's
I don't think that's
trying
a good
to look
thing.
Like you.
There are a lot of wannabes out there.
Do you think
there.
Somebody cloned you in Body Shop or something? You think that's what happened?
I mean, that's possible.
An evil Kim throwing glitter bomb.
AKA our sister. No. I'm guessing.
Sometimes I do like to give out that you have to add that personal touch sometimes to your products.
So it was you.
So you took a hook off of a grenade and threw it at a no box customer. Is that what you're saying?
I have a specific list of people who have bought our products and then I send them a special gift.
Uh-huh.
And who doesn't like glitter?
A lot of people. Anyway, I'm guessing she thought she could stop me from finding out that she has been releasing some of her products under Chloe's brand and thus giving her unwarranted reviews on the podcast. I knew it. So now my question is, what's your next product going to be? And can you slap Kem for me? Are you asking me or are you asking Courtney? Hashtag. Hashtag okay. no best product on the planet, whatever.
Oh my God.
Hashtag boycott go. Yes.
Well,
hashtag where is Stacy?
Stacy's fine.
Listen, y'all, that is for you to find out.
Poor Stacy
is, oh my
Kem
God.
Kem has washed her hands of it. She feels it's not her problem.
It isn't.
Hashtag Kem. The anti-watermelon witch with a fake ass. Hashtag free Roblox for everyone. I love that.
Okay.
Anyway,
well,
so
the last one is just to be illegal.
Anyway, Courtney, what's your next product? You working on anything new? New?
I am working on a special product.
Another box.
Is it something not made out of cardboard? But apparently it can stop glitter bombs.
Yeah, was this one made of
Yeah,
gold
that was the new
steel?
Revolutionary no box.
Wouldn't it have to be kind of heavy?
We're working on, the new one is called the Oh No.
The Oh No? No, just one no.
Oh no.
Wow, not oh box. No now?
Oh, no.
No, three no's.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, no.
What's going to be special about this box? Can you give us the podcasters a little special preview?
No, please don't.
When you open it, it's going to make you say, oh.
Really? Wow. For what?
Be like, oh, where's the product that I ordered? Because there's nothing in here.
No, Kim, you know that's, you know that is not how they conduct business.
In the box.
It's all about making the box worth $5 million. I refuse.
What if the person is opening up their box that the box came in? What if they accidentally rip apart the no, no, no box because they're just like thinking it's a box?
Well, then
that was packaged.
It can't rip apart, first of all. It's made out of a special material.
What is this special material?
Trade secret.
You're not allowed to know.
Wow.
It's so secret, I don't even know.
Wow.
Well, that's a lie.
Did you just slap your name on the company or?
Wait until you get sued, Courtney, because you're not sharing. Like,
it's been very successful so far.
I mean, it saved someone's life.
I think it's making more money than Glow Glitter Grenade.
Glow Glitter Grenade wouldn't kill anybody. All it would do is cover the area about a 200-foot radius in glitter.
Well, that's an improvement from your other products.
Well, who doesn't like glitter bombs is what I'm saying.
A lot of people hate
like,
glitter.
Like, take it into schools. It should be safe.
People hate glitter in general. Some love it, some hate
who?
It.
Who?
A lot of f***ing people. But you to put it in a bomb, okay, it's a whole other thing. But people
a
hate
grenade.
Glitter. People hate...
A 50-mile radius is a bit extreme.
Yeah.
I said 200 feet. It goes 200 feet.
People hate
so
glitter in general.
So it wouldn't have gone that far. The 50-mile radius, that was like our beta.
It's so that it can decimate.
Glitter comes off of you. In like two, 3 weeks.
Maybe they meant theoretically decimating cities.
I don't know.
Covering it with glitter.
You have to take these things literally.
I hope.
We decimate with glitter.
Anyway, moving on. Thank you, Radical Pollution. Okay, third one. Here we go. This is by Chloe's Roach Strawberry Fart. All righty. Love that name, I think. What's up, Simsters? Heart emoji. Chloe, you are my idol, the ultimate fighter and survivor. Courtney, you are a true inspiration. And Kem, again spelled K-E-M, you are a fraud businesswoman and a flop lawyer.
Wow.
3 years ago, my family... True. Oh, here we go. Getting deep. 3 years ago, my family was struggling with money, so my mom decided to apply for a job at Glow, Glow, Glow. Oh, God. Since they don't run background checks.
Wow.
All righty.
We're unlike other businesses. We believe in the people.
The people can be shady, Kim. Like yourself. She was hired immediately. But one day, she came back and said that tomorrow was a special day for her and that she was getting a promotion called Vanish. Oh my goodness, this is getting...
The promotion was called Vanish.
I've got the chills. Okay. I've got the chills reading this. But when she went the next day, she never came back. I contacted your helpline, but the woman said to buy Glow, Glow, Glow instead of actually helping me. And I started getting Glow, Glow, Glow products in my mail every day.
You're welcome.
So I filed a lawsuit. Kim, you better show up in court or I will burn your Glow, Glow, Glow factories. Capital letters, and you know they're mad. Myself. Bring back my mom, you fraud bitch. #cancel Glow, Glow, Glow. Glow. Kim.
Here's the thing.
You're taking parents away now.
I'm not taking anything away.
Vanish.
I don't the Vanish section is we like to say promotion.
Well, that's been
people that we're
though.
Going to be firing. I think it's a polite way to let somebody down.
Okay, you fired them, but how come they haven't seen their parent?
Well, they go through the system called Vanish, which is a secondary company that we work with, and they handle them.
Let me guess, they you didn't do a background check goes. On that if, company.
If their mom decided to go for like and a run away from their family, company. That's not down to me.
So they happen to be gone and it's just called Vanish.
Vanish is the company, yes. If they have a problem, then they need to call Vanish. And, you know, unlike our system, which is very busy, very full of calls, and we're helping all the time at our call center, Vanish will answer right away. Mm. And then I would suggest that this part comes down to Vanish themselves.
No.
They could come to Vanish. And
you're not
going to
do this
happens.
To Chloe's roach strawberry fart. Not on my watch.
Whatever
so,
happens,
so they
happens.
Could
not on
well,
my
right?
watch. Not on my watch. Do you understand? I want you to call the authorities.
Vanish.
No.
That is our, that's the company to call. I'm telling you.
So are you going to help?
That's how that is
okay,
how we
so
let people down. We call.
You let everybody down.
We called. Okay,
that's how you
example,
get rid of people.
This is how the system works.
Kim,
is I'm not
obviously.
There every day.
You hired
okay?
them.
I run
you,
businesses. I don't
oh,
work them.
You hired them.
The mom probably came in. We said, you're getting a promotion. She was, we told her she's getting a promotion and that means that you will be leaving
the company.
The mom
probably found something out that you didn't want her to know.
Where's Miss Strawberry
Fart? Told her.
They want their mother back.
Now, if she was resisting, then that's down to Vanish.
Stacy and now Strawberry Fart's mother. When is it going to end coming?
They're in Vanish. You'll have to
Wow, we're learning something new every day. The lore just continues to grow. Now you have a business that you claim. Okay, if they're called Vanish and
this is
top
all
secret,
alleged at the end of the day.
What is their number?
You have to find it. It's like they're not an easy company to contact. They're not. They are a
Project
secondary.
Vanish.
Secondary. Are you do you really think that my company is a company that will judge people? No, we don't judge at Glow Glow Glow. We just hire.
You make bad decisions.
If the people we hired made bad decisions, that's not down to me.
They're literally your employee.
Was.
Oh, my God. All right. I am so sorry, honey, but. I mean, you said this was 3 years ago, so I'll give you the benefit of doubt that maybe you didn't know everything about Glow, Glow, Glow at the time. But your mother, not victim blaming, they should have done their research in this company. They should have listened to this podcast a little closer to know not to f-ing work for Kim.
But
yeah,
you know what?
He's not asking for a background check. That's a red flag.
You know what? If you're really feeling a certain way, like I said, you could either come down. Check out Vanish for yourself.
Where? Where are they located?
Chloe, I can't give away that kind of information.
Then how the hell are they going to come down?
Well, they do have to go down. I will say that. It is underground.
Oh.
I can say that.
Is it underground your facility?
Near it, yes.
And it's not yours.
What, Chloe, what are you, the police?
Of this podcast,
you need
yes,
to call
I am.
The police.
I've
I am
given
the police
several
of this podcast.
Reports.
I am a whistleblower supporter.
I've given
anyway.
Several reports to the local.
Anyway, thank you all so much for your questions and your comments and your concerns. I pray that
and your
one day,
allegations that have no legs.
I pray that one day that I, you know, and I would help all of you, but apparently I'm self-centered. So I can't, you know, do much. But all
and
I can
there
say
we
is,
go, Chloe, making it about
you
yourself
still
again.
Let it go.
I have let it go. I'm accepting. I'm accepting how the people see me. But Chloe's Roach Strawberry Fart, I'm going to send you a shirt, okay? I'm going to send you a cockroach shirt and maybe that'll make things better. Right? All you have to do is pay for it and it's free.
You'll need, and if you're going to come down to Vanish, I would bring some food and water with yourself.
That's so watermelon.
Welcome to segment two, That's So Watermelon, where we're given five random topics and we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so not watermelon. First topic, holding your sh**. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
I hope when they're saying
it depends.
Are they saying like the kind that's
like you're holding your groceries and you're I'm holding
are
all
they talking
this
about poop or like stuff that you're
Santa
holding?
Santa Claus carrying all these presents
or like holding your I'm holding back.
Probably.
Or I'm gonna.
Probably feces.
Ew, I hate that word. Gross.
Feces?
Ew.
Moist feces?
Moist, I can get with. I hope anybody listens.
You like moist, but you don't like feces.
Ew. Anyway, I try not to. If this is what we're talking about, it's disgusting. But
I feel like that can be not good for your health.
Listen. Yeah.
I don't poop, so.
Oh, please. It is a natural thing to use the bathroom. We all do it, okay? Mine happens to smell like roses. But that
is a lie.
That is such a lie, Chloe. We've lived with you.
I've lived with you and we've shared bathrooms and I think you're mixing it up. But I think it's not good to do. Of course, you have to hold it. You know, I don't just let it out if you have to go and you're like, you know, in a stadium. But
my actually smells exactly like orange peels. Orange peels. Because if you eat enough,
like orange peels and it's so watermelon to hold it if you're in public.
Yes. Listen.
It's not watermelon if you can obviously access a toilet and you don't.
Actually, if you are in public, hold your
even if you're trembling to go hold it.
Anyway, holding it is good when you are in a situation where you cannot use the bathroom, but it's not good to hold it if there is a toilet right in front of you. How about that? So it's so watermelon in the right circumstances, but not so watermelon in a, you know, a biological human or sim way.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah. I mean, for Sims, at least you have no choice. If your bladder's on red and going down, it's coming out.
But then your hygiene will be down all the way.
Yeah, then your hygiene is.
And for the children listening, when we say on red, we don't mean like a text message. We mean like red, R-E-D, because we have these little bars that indicate when we need to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. A baby just lets it go.
Can we all be like that?
No, we can't all be like that, Chloe.
If we're talking, not that kind. Not that kind. I'm talking about in terms of holding everything in. I'm talking about the other kind because we didn't talk about the holding in your and your hardships, your tough things.
Wow.
We can all release it like a baby releases it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It'd be such a relief. In a healthy way.
When it comes to that, don't hold your
Don't hold that.
Let it go like a baby.
Uh-huh.
I agree.
Not the baby, but...
See, sometimes we get philosophy on here.
So watermelon and so not watermelon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next topic. Glow, glow, glow documentary. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So not watermelon.
So watermelon. Spread
so
that
watermelon.
Truth.
No.
Spread the truth.
So not who? Okay. First of all, it's a documentary.
We need to know what's going on.
I mean, we can only do so much on this podcast.
It's a documentary of lies and slander. And I blame Nicole.
Yeah. Well, she's out there trying to spread truth as we are trying to do on this podcast.
She's spreading lies. And
defamation.
DefCon.
Well,
I mean, yeah, but listen, those documentaries are important. You know what I mean?
You know what? If those people weren't anonymous, I would sue every single one of them.
That's why they're anonymous.
Yep.
Well, we have a whole, we're going to investigate this documentary and we're going to take it down.
Kim.
You mean the more truth they expose,
every
you
single
take it down?
Episode is going to vanish and they're going to take care of it.
Kim, no.
What?
No. Listen, if it is fake and everything, then you can just say, hey, that's fake and move on, right?
It is fake. It is 100%.
Then you have nothing to worry about, but you seem kind of stressed right now.
I have to put a stop to something that isn't true, do I not? I have the right to fight for my rights.
Okay.
And as a lawyer,
these people also have the right to fight for their lives.
Excuse me, who's the lawyer here, Chloe?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you're looking at her. And this lawyer is about to lay down.
Courtney's not a lawyer.
Shut up.
You're getting angry, Kim.
I can't wait to see the next episode, though.
Yeah, I have it on my DVR.
Oh, my. You're following it?
Yeah.
Really?
I have it on my DVR.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of the truth.
I just want to know more about the Glow company.
I literally tell you everything about Glow.
The whistleblowers tell us everything. You tell us what you want us to know.
I tell you what you need to know. Are you really going to believe someone who blows a whistle over your own sister? Really?
Yes.
Is Glow.
I can blow a whistle too.
Does Glow. Has Glow ever made a true profit from any investment that you've made in the company?
Yes.
How much?
That's none of your business.
Okay. Well, you feel like
if I tell you that, then the competition, which you're directly aligned with, Booty Booty Pop Juice will try to steal my profits.
Ain't nobody trying to steal nothing from you.
No, is also a competition. Oh, my God.
But Kylie still has this beat, and it's not about competition. Anyway, so they are still watermelon. Continue to spread that.
Boxes are stealing.
Spread
are fooling people.
Spread that truth by Nicole. Go ahead.
No.
Yeah.
So not watermelon.
It's so watermelon.
Next topic: the Chloe podcast. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Oh, are we calling it that now?
It doesn't exist.
Can't call something that doesn't exist anything. So it's so not watermelon.
Oh yeah, that title doesn't exist now.
No, it doesn't exist, period.
You
it
doesn't. Hosting a podcast doesn't exist.
I'm hosting a podcast right now.
You are co-hosting
you
a podcast.
Yeah, co-host.
I'm hosting and I have my co-host.
You are, oh wow.
Say hello to my studio audience. My sister's my co-host.
You are co-hosting.
So then you're our co-host as well.
Yeah,
no,
you're
I'm a host and owner.
Really? If you think about it,
I am
the end of the
owner and you are both my co-host. No.
You are a co and a ho.
No, this podcast, I mean, listen, it takes one to know one. But listen, I think that I don't know who suggested this topic, but I feel that this topic is trying to be divisive. I feel that
trying. You're making it that way.
No,
I think they're trying to make you see that there is no Chloe podcast.
Yeah.
Listen.
I think it was done sarcastically. Podcast.
There is no Chloe podcast. I haven't heard of such a title. There is the Kardashian podcast.
You've tried to.
No, I haven't tried to. I do.
I've heard you introduce us to business people. Like,
I'm
Chloe, the host of the Kardashian podcast, and these are my sisters. I've heard that before.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a host. You two are hosts.
You're a co-host, Chloe. We're all co-hosts.
No.
Yes.
Okay. I am a co-host.
Good. You're
don't say that just to say it.
I am not. I am a co-host. And this topic is so not watermelon.
Yeah. Are you telling the truth right now or are you just being a bitch?
I am as truthful as Vanish is serious.
Vanish is serious.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're pretty serious.
Yeah.
Since people are vanishing.
They're not vanishing because that's the name. It stands for something.
We're all in agreement. The Chloe podcast.
It's not Vanish's fault that the
Kim, I'm sorry I brought it
lined
up
that way.
I'm sorry I brought it up. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, and yes, it is.
So not watermelon.
It is on purpose. It is so not watermelon, okay? It's so not watermelon.
Yeah.
Don't talk down to me, Chloe.
I'm not talking down to anyone. I swear to God. My fellow co-host.
You sound like
Let's just move on.
And the people who know the truth. And that's fine.
And the truth is that you are a co-host.
Absolutely.
In the Kardashian podcast.
Yes, because that is the name of this podcast.
Next topic. Onion rings.
Oh.
What?
Own it.
Love what were you saying, Chloe?
Nothing. Let's move on, please.
Next topic. Onion rings. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So not watermelon. I've never liked onion rings because they're fried to the point that you can't taste the onionness.
You can taste like fried grease.
You can taste the onion.
Nuh-uh. Because onion, there's a difference between fresh onion where you can like get that juicy, like fresh crisp. And then you have onions that have been fried, and then it just tastes soggy onion. It doesn't taste good.
Are you thinking of curly fries?
Yeah, no, bitch. I'm talking about
because there's no onion taste there.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about circular. Onion rings. Onion rings that have been fried taste like nothing.
Onions.
No, they don't taste. And maybe I've had sucky onion rings, but the ones that I've had are just like, I feel like they just taste like breading. And like,
maybe you don't know what fried onion tastes like.
I do know what it tastes like. I do understand.
And you're confusing it with.
They're
breading.
So not watermelon. To me, they're so not watermelon. They take
Here's
away the deliciousness.
My thing.
Of
I don't understand why we have to. Why can't we just have fried onion?
The breading
onion?
Just falls right off.
Why can't we just have fried onion? Why do they have to be made into rings?
They're already rings.
I mean, if you want to chop them, you can't.
No, they're
naturally
not. They shape
circle.
Them that way.
After you cut the onion, it's a ring.
When you cut an onion, it is not a ring. It's a
when
flat.
You slice, how about when you slice an onion?
Yeah.
When you slice an onion, it's not a ring. It's like a full circle.
Which
how do you even
ring,
get the
it
ring?
Is a, bitch.
It is a circle, but it's layered. And if you peel it, it can be in rings.
You can't peel something that's already sliced. Really, what you get is a half ring.
An onion has layers.
There's no way you can
Have
cut.
You not seen Shrek?
You cannot slice an onion and it's just a ring. That's impossible.
You've never sliced an onion, have you?
No, but you can't slice one and then they're a ring. They're the full circle. They're like a full moon.
How do you think they get an onion ring?
They glue it together. They glue it together with the breading. So it's like a full string, right? And then they make it a circle and they quickly dip it into the deep fryer. And then you have a ring. But it doesn't start that way. It's a string at first.
Well, that's a thought you would have. But
so we should have onion strings.
Wow.
Fine, cut it.
Or onion fries.
Oh.
I'm sure those exist.
Is that not the same thing as an onion ring?
No.
Just a different shape. It's less work. Because that's how an onion is cut. It's cut into a string.
All right. You've made your point. And you have every right to be wrong. And I think that they are so not watermelon. In fry form
you're not
in ring
it
form.
Correctly.
When they are a ring and battered with breading and butter, it's delicious. So.
They're so watermelon.
No.
When it's crunchy. So watermelon.
No. Okay.
You're not eating them correctly then, Chloe.
I'm eating them perfectly fine.
What do you think is under that breading? The breading
onion ring
barely
cooker,
has a taste.
Onion ring cookers do better. I'm unsatisfied with every onion ring that has been in this mouth.
I guess you should stop eating them then.
I have.
You have it? Actually, I don't think she's tried enough.
I've tried enough of them.
Having a lot from the same place doesn't count.
They are so not watermelon, period.
They're so watermelon.
You should try them at Burgers.
Yeah.
You
have to have somebody send you because, you know, we can't go ourselves.
No, we can't.
But you could send somebody, have them bring it back and make sure it's not cold.
I'm not eating any disgusting onion rings.
We're going to make you eat some onion rings.
I love onions. I love caramelized onions. I love chopped onions. I don't like fried onions.
Caramelized.
Like that. That's what I said.
You said caramelized.
It's the same thing.
Not in this house.
No, damn well that they named it that because it's the coloring of caramel.
Next topic, sprinkles. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So not watermelon.
They're kind of overrated. They're overrated.
They're just like...
They're annoying. Like, I want to just have icing and a cake.
The idea of sprinkles... People who use sprinkles are people who hate themselves.
The idea of sprinkles as a little kid, you say, like, you're going to have a cupcake with sprinkles on top. You're like, yay! And then you put it in your mouth and you don't like that texture. It's like, soft crunch. Soft crunch.
Like, yeah, the texture.
It makes it look festive, but they're not fun.
They taste so bitter.
Yeah, I guess it depends. Well, I guess you guys haven't had the right, you know, sprinkles.
No, we agree on this. These are different from onion rings.
No. I think you guys haven't had the right sprinkles, but...
You don't like sprinkles either, Chloe.
I've never had one good sprinkle.
No.
Me either. Except for when you're a kid, you don't know what you like, but you think you like it because they make it all colorful and pretty. But then you put it in your mouth like, I can do without. But like I would remember at one
and
time.
Sometimes sprinkles cost more. So it's like.
I remember that one time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can get those cookies with sprinkles on them. I would scrape them off.
Yeah.
Be like, this is just not good.
Yeah.
There were some animal cookies that have frosting and sprinkles. Those have a pass. Those are actually pretty good.
Those are actually, because they're covered, they're kind of covered in
they're
the
like
frosting.
Dipped in some frosting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the frosting is dipped like
that's
a little
kind
bit
of,
over
that's
the sprinkles.
But they weren't over sprinkled either. Like they
yeah,
were
they
just
weren't.
Sprinkled enough. Some
they
of them barely got sprinkled. Some of them barely got sprinkled.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Didn't have a quality line for those cookies. But, yeah, but overall, sprinkles are overrated. And if you
sprinkles
like them,
are so unnecessary. They don't add anything except a horrible crunch.
Anyway, the only kind that only thing I like on like the drizzled on top is sometimes they have like this like crunchy like sugar that's not really sprinkles though. It's
yeah,
different.
But that's they put that like on muffins, like a blueberry muffin.
Yeah,
muffins. Like, sugar.
Sometimes on icing,
it's like ice sugar or something. Cause
yeah,
it's like crystal.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah,
but that's not sprinkles. Sprinkles are just, and sprinkles can get caught in your teeth. They can change the color of your teeth.
Yeah, sprinkles are overrated. I'm sorry.
Yeah, overall sprinkles suck.
So not watermelon.
Yeah, they're pretty at the kid. That's about it.
It's like hard glitter.
Yeah, hard glitter. Like and not everybody likes glitter or glitter bombs.
No, glitter is a different. I would say glitter's on a different level.
I don't know.
You guys just haven't experienced a good glitter.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a glitter bomb and let's see how you feel about it.
A sprinkle bomb.
Okay, I'm going to do it when you don't expect
it. A sprinkle bomb would hurt.
Yeah, it would hurt a little bit.
I feel like some of the sprinkles would like lodge into your skin.
They would.
Sounds
great. And be bitterer.
What does lodge mean?
To get stuck into that. What do you mean?
But it's also a place you can stay. So, like, which is it?
That's a lounge.
No, lodge. Like a cabin lodge.
Oh, well, that's not the same thing.
Ski lodge.
Why did we take this turn?
Anyway, they're still not watermelon. Get
over it. Is it because it's staying somewhere when something's lodged?
Please.
Oh, my God. A revelation.
Of nothingness. Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
Me. Now it's time for the best segment of the podcast, segment 3, who's the smartest?
Oh my God.
You sound self-centered.
Chloe, once again making it about yourself?
No, this isn't my segment.
We're given 3 random words we don't know and we try to guess what they mean. Whoever guesses the closest is the smartest. First word, jacoral. J-E-C-O-R-A-L.
Okay, doesn't this sound like, okay, I'm going to go with my instinct.
You're going to say it's part of a coral reef.
Yes, I am. Very good, sister. Sounds like it's a part of a coral reef. Jacoral. Come on now. Give me this. The word has coral in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I'm going with.
Okay, so it has something to do with coral.
With coral and the species that go throughout. It's the coral reef.
I think it actually has something to do with like a chorus. Choral.
I mean, maybe. Listen, you've said stupider things that have been right.
Watch you be completely wrong and it's not about choral.
I just said you've
said
stupider things.
Watch her be completely right. We'll see.
That have been right.
I think it has to do with like a choir.
Okay.
Of some sort.
And the choir is, it's just the group itself.
That's like a type of choir or something.
Get in line.
All she said was choral.
I said coral and the coral wreath.
I think it means to act a certain way, to have a certain jacoral.
You have quite a jacora about you, young lad.
I like that jacoral.
You act
boy.
Proper and jacoral.
I love that. Love that. So what does it mean, Courtney?
Now. Or I'm about to read it, bitch. Sorry. Of or pertaining to the liver.
Are you kidding me?
Deliver. I just had like a Sim Amazon Fresh box come here. And so
liver.
No liver, like the organ.
Okay.
What does this have to do with the state of organ?
Excuse
the organ
me?
In your body.
Like organ trail?
No, organ, like the liver in your body. The organ.
What does the liver do?
Second word. Wifflery. I think that's how you say it.
How do you spell it?
W-H-I-F-F-L-E-R-Y.
Wifflery.
In botany, plants, photosynthesis, growing of the plant, the roots, the green, the petals, all of it.
Anything that has to do with the plant.
Listen.
Do you want to bet on that after coral didn't go the way
listen,
you wanted
every
it?
Time, listen, there are times where I've gone with my gut, I've gone against my gut and I was wrong. Mm-hmm. There are times where I've gone with my gut and I was right. And I'm just going to say botany. When in doubt, botany out.
What do you think it is, Kim?
It sounds like somebody being like clumsy almost. It sounds like something that has to do with like the man, like somebody ran really whifflery, like goofy,
flamboyantly.
Sounds another something that goofy. Like goofy would do. Yeah.
The young lady had a whiffery.
That whippersnapper was whiffery.
Okay.
We're going to learn that it has to do with the liver.
The anus.
Speaking of the anus, I think it's a gust of wind.
Okay.
Like a fart?
Could be.
He let out a whifflery.
Let out a Chloe's Roach strawberry fart.
A gust of some kind of air. I'll just say that.
But does it have to be a fart specifically or just like a gust of wind?
To break wind.
There is a difference.
Oh, come on.
Fart,
if it had wind in it.
But it is air. Air,
yeah,
wind.
But one is different than the other, and you know it, Courtney.
How is air different
about
from wind?
Planting? Okay.
Because one's coming out of your ass, and the other one is
one
just
is
the air.
Creating, breaking air stuff. Okay, whatever, Kim. You've gotten points that weren't deserved.
No, sometimes I didn't get points when you guys just decided I didn't need it.
Whatever. All right, let's go.
It says it means frivolity. Do you guys know what that means?
Of course.
Doesn't that mean to like be frugal or something?
Oh, it says a lack of seriousness.
Oh my God. Like goofy?
That doesn't mean you're goofy.
That means
mean
I got
that you're
the
mad.
Point.
Kind of, yeah.
You
if
mean
you're
you
not
don't
being serious,
free,
then what are you being, Chloe?
Unserious and not caring, being
the quality
rude.
Or state of being frivolous.
That means like uncaring.
That
I think
mean
I should
goofy.
Get. I it, think I it, should get half.
I
a point.
Think this word it's, is more like Courtney, not goofy.
It says a type of clownishness or silliness.
Oh, okay, then full point.
Yeah, you get a
full point for me because that sounded like a goofy kind of word.
Wow, your first point of the year.
No,
we're starting now.
Wow, good job.
We
whatever.
Restart.
I
we
mean,
should restart at the
that.
Beginning of each year,
I
but I'm definitely it. Winning this year.
Well, whatever. I'm winning in profit, though.
Last word, Maisie. M-A-Z-Y.
To be in a haze. To be Daisy. To be...
Daisy?
To be Daisy and light and dainty.
You mean dizzy?
No, to be Daisy.
Isn't that like our next door neighbor when we were a kid? Maisie.
If this literally just means like a maze, like to be in a sort of path where you don't know left from right.
Yeah.
I think it's another word for happy.
Well, I kind of was saying that to be light, to be Daisy, to be grand, to be happy, whatever. But
I'm going to go with the obvious and just say it has to do with a maze. To be of like a maze. To be maze-like.
Whatever at this point.
So both of you agree on the same definition?
Kind of.
Okay, so we're going with like happy,
carefree,
lighthearted.
Happy.
Yeah. And a haze. I had said hazy as well, but that's a little different.
It actually means like a maze.
Oh my God.
I had said that at the start.
But you changed your answer.
Full of confusing turns, passages.
It's just literally a maze.
I get half a point.
Simplest.
Love that.
You do not.
I do.
You don't because you changed it.
Wow, yeah, but I'm the one who implanted it in your head.
I got two. I think that's like the most someone's ever gotten in one of the.
No, I've gotten two in the past.
Some people have gotten two before.
That
some people
is
me. So
wow,
I know the feeling,
Kim. It was literally the simplest definition.
But Kim, you don't have to tell us how you feel because I know the feeling of getting two.
No, you don't. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one in the history of this podcast to get two
points.
Anyway,
that concludes segment three.
Wow. You're really not going to let me bask.
You can bath all you want, okay? And people can make their fake graphs about who's winning and all that. But congratulations, Kim.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Yeah, enjoy it.
You're still a fraud. Anyway, I hope everybody is doing well.
Yeah, I hope you're a winner.
I wasn't
like
done, but okay. Well, I hope everybody is enjoying their fall and it's a good October. So I hope you have a good spooky Halloween.
Yeah.
And we probably should have made this around scary things, but I guess we did. We talked about, you know, glow products and the dangers of them, and that's really spooky.
Well, when this comes out, Halloween is literally in a week, so have a safe and happy Halloween.
I hope you enjoyed our Halloween special.
Yep, this was completely
this
a Halloween special.
This was not our
special.
Halloween special.
It was our Halloween special.
Do you guys hear that ghost? Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. We should go out with like some thunder noises.
Thank you for listening to our regular podcast.
Thunder.
It was Halloween.
Thunder. And ghosts.
And witches.
Yeah. So in the background, we're gonna have a witch. Laughing in the background
no,
of this exit. Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
It's
super easy to find. Anyway, thank you, everybody. Love it. Have a good, safe Halloween.
That's what I just said.
And I said it again. Bye,
have
everybody.
Have a good, safe Halloween, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Boo. Bye.
Boo.
Boo.
Okay.
I'm a witch. Hee-hee.
When you open it, it's going to make you say, oh.
Really?
Wow.
For what?
Be like, you'll see. Where's the product that I ordered? Because there's nothing in here.
No, Kim. And I started getting glow products in my mail every day.
You're welcome. If Chloe's roach strawberry fart has a problem...
They're literally your employee.
Was.
Oh my God. All right, listen
you
to
like
this
moist, one. But right. You don't like feces.
Ew.
Next topic. Onion rings.
Oh. What?
Own it. Love
what
it.
Were you saying, Chloe?
I love it.
Money, 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 money.
Whoa. He got my Perth come. He got my
treat.
And then when he comes, it's that. No.
Shotgun.
Do the shotgun, do the shotgun, baby.
Do the shotgun. Nowhere to run to. All right, we're not going to do all Sister Act 2.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Imagine.
Was it Imagine? It was
Imagine or Magic?
I thought it was Magic.
Shit. I don't know.
It's Magic. It's Magic, I thought.
I thought it was Magic.
I was wrong
magic.
With Hocus Pocus.
Or is it Imagine? No. Oh, wait. Hocus Pocus like, with?
Until. I think it was
Hallelujah.
Magic.
Magic.
I think Magic.
Oh, I thought she said Imagine.
She starts flying and then she's all
sparkly.
Yeah,
she's flying
and
then
she's,
so, yeah.
I don't know. Nothing you can right. Fail. What if she doesn't say either? All right.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna look that up later.
All right. Good shit.
First word.
Love that.